Here's a story from KCUR's Suzanne Hogan. She and the Missouri Department of Conservation's Jeremy Susi ended up waist deep in lake water in the Amarooja Highlands Conservation Area, about an hour south on 71 Highway past Harrisonville. They were searching for frog eyes.
Harvesting frogs is pretty basic, and you don't need a lot of stuff to do it.
I like it because this is so minimalist. When I do, like, duck hunting or something like that, there's so much gear to take, and it's so expensive. And this, I looked in the truck forever just to make sure I had everything, because it just seemed like there was nothing.
So we got all our gear, a valid permit, a spotlight used to scope the dark banks for the reflection of frog eyes, a gig, a fork-like trident hook used to stab and grab them, a bag to throw them in, and then the waders. I've never been in a pair of waders before. It's super muddy. I'm adjusting to the feeling.
The waders will kind of start to suck to you a little bit right now.
Yeah.
You can definitely, you can see eyes sort of all over the side of the bank. Unfortunately, it's not the
problem. Oh, yeah, the green? The green eyes are actually spider eyes, and there are a lot of them. If you shine a spotlight on a swampy, grassy water bank, you're going to see eyes of all sorts of creatures. The kind of eyes we're looking for, bull and green frog eyes, are more of a large, yellowy-white color. It's a lot to take in. Deep darkness, surrounding shining eyes of critters, muddy water that sucks you into the lake floor. And it's these things that Jeremy loves about doing this.
This is so sensory for me. You know what I mean? In the water, hear all the sounds. That's why I enjoy it.
Can you describe some of the sounds that we're hearing right now?
So we're hearing a couple different frogs. One's the cricket frog. That's the one that sounds like you're banging two little rocks together. They're a really tiny frog. They're only about the size of a quarter or something like that, and very plentiful. The other sound is the bullfrog, that real deep call.
How long have you been frog gigging for?
I think this is my fourth season that I did it, so I haven't been doing it my entire life. It's just something I kind of picked up and enjoy. I don't really expect this to be for everybody, obviously, but I want people to know that people do this, and it's a great way to connect with the land, and that it is an option for you, and yeah, I mean, it's a great adventure.
What's the most frogs that you've ever harvested?
Well, you're allowed 8 frogs a night, and so I've harvested 8 several times. But it's sort of unique because if we would have been here earlier, we could have harvested 8, and then, or however many we got, and then at midnight we would put those back in our vehicle, and then you can start over because it's technically the next day. You can't have more than 16.
Ooh, that's a money spot.
Gonna work the bank. So both of us are just gonna kind of use our lights to see what we see. Okay, I see little eyes out there, but they look pretty small.
We slosh deeper into the banks along the lake. It's been almost an hour, and though we've heard them, we haven't seen or caught a bullfrog yet. Jeremy hasn't even heard a green frog and doesn't think there are any around here. His gig, the fork-like hook he'll use to stab the frog, got stuck in the mud and fell off. We'll have to go all the way back to the car to get another one. Jeremy stays so positive. As we're taking a breather, he points out a giant spider in its web between the limbs of some tree stumps.
That's really great that we're taking this very casual and relaxed because, one, we would have missed that spider. Two, we would have missed that big bullfrog sitting right over there. See him?
Where?
He's right there. Where are my lights at?
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, he's a big guy, so
let's get him.
Yeah.
We point the light on his eyes, and the frog freezes completely. Gigless, Jeremy gets closer and closer. He's never caught a frog by hand before. His arm whips out quickly, hand-grabbing the frog in one fluid swat.
Thanks.
You got him. Thanks. They're really actually pretty strong. You know, they've got those very long, powerful legs for jumping and swimming, and a lot of muscle in them, so he's a pretty big guy. He's also scared and trying to be threatening, so he's puffing his body up to make him look bigger and stronger. Yeah, so for the most part, it's these back legs that you eat. You get, you can feel right here. It's kind of, you get some meat right there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get this meat right here.
This calf?
Yeah, this calf muscle. And then some people will eat the front legs, but you can see that's pretty tiny. But if you, you know, if you wanted to not waste anything.
And you said it tastes like chicken?
Yeah, I mean, it has a sort of fishy taste to it, but it's white meat, so it's, you know, kind of tastes like chicken.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
So what do you think goes through his mind when all of a sudden a bright light comes on him like that?
He's stunned, can't, you know, kind of the deer in the headlights sort of thing. He just stares right into the light and kind of blinded and doesn't doesn't want to try to move because he doesn't know where to go. So, and you could see, like, I mean, we literally got right up in front of him, just kept that light on him, kept it right on his eyes, and then just grabbed him. He didn't move or anything, not until I touched it.
You gonna take him?
If we want, yeah, that's a decent size. I mean, bigger would be nice, but...
Yeah, how much meat is actually on a frog leg? I mean, is it filling?
You need a lot of frog legs to actually have much of a meal. Usually what we do is we cook them, we save them until we have a few, and then we cook them up like in a fish fry. So we'll have frogs and fish and whatever else. There's a tadpole in there, so that's a good sign. You know, that was probably...
Oh, I see him.
Oh, yeah. So that's probably a bullfrog tadpole. So, you know, that's a great sign to see that while we're taking something, there's also plenty more in here.
I see two right there.
We're not over-harvesting.
So he'll just be hopping, because we didn't gig him.
Yeah.
He's just going to be hopping around in the bag?
Pretty much. And if you gig them, too, depending on where you get them, they don't, you know, it's kind of sad, but they don't die immediately.
How do you terminate them?
Dispatch them? Well, there's a few different ways. Usually I just, as horrible as this is going to sound, I try to hit them in the head with something. Yeah, it's not. That's probably the part about frog gigging that it's great. It tastes great. It's a fun experience to do, but... It's really up close and personal, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, the first time I did it, I was so excited because I had a real big bullfrog and I did what I was supposed to do. And I don't know, then there was sort of a different emotion inside me once I had it. Yeah.
What was the emotion?
I did feel some remorse for the animal, and that's important. I mean, you know, that's what we want to teach in people. We don't just want people to be out there being a animal killer, you know. We want them to understand why they're doing it and the importance behind it and things like that, not just for the thrill of the kill. If you're frog eating, you're getting down and dirty and you want to be out here doing this, you know. Not that deer hunters don't, but we're really muddy, really sweaty. I'm kind of tired, but I'm having a great time.
Happy to have one frog hand grab, we start walking into a more swampy, grassy area back in the direction of the car.
Oh, hey, check that out.
I want to know if I'm catching you. There's like four there.
One, two,
or one.
There's several of them right here.
I'm going to go back and get your gig if you want to do it by hand.
It's up to you.
So we decide that Jeremy should go back to the car to get another gig so we can actually gig some frogs. I'm left alone. The late night in nature has a life of its own. It's in this moment of solitude that I fully feel my place in this space. And I remember how not alone I really am. I think about my role in the balance of the ecosystem as predator, a consumer, producer, and as prey. Coyotes howl and seem to be coming closer. It's beautiful and scary.
Hi.
Hey.
Did you hear those coyotes?
Yeah, did it freak you out?
Yes.
I was trying to get back as fast as possible when I heard those. We're out here.
I mean, they wouldn't like...
No.
Okay.
You're small, but you're okay.
We catch our breath. And now with gigs in hand, get back to the grassy swamps where we had seen so many bullfrogs before.
Now we're actually going to gig them. So we'll want to kind of get still in front of them somewhat. Maybe put you in front and me kind of behind. So you're keeping them from moving away. And then I've got a better shot at getting towards the back of their head. Ready?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
that's how you gig a frog. Nice. Look at that. That's pretty much a perfect shot right there. We're not hurting any meat. I'm actually not even in the front legs, too, if we were going to eat those. And then got the back legs just fine. So that was a perfect catch.
How big is he?
10 and a half, 11 inches or so. So not huge, but you know, there's some meat on those legs. And we haven't really seen anything much bigger than this. So, you know, you can only hold out for the huge one for so long.
Pushing it off, and it's kind of hard.
Yeah. There's barbs on this hook.
So, oh my god, is that water coming out of him?
I don't think it's water. That was kind of maybe the part that I was most, or at least, excited to show you. For you.
Well, why is that? Because...
Well, because it's... I don't know. I just pulled his half-lifeless body off of the end of the gig.
Ready to get out of the mud and the waders, we decide to go back into the city to the Discovery Center to field dress and clean the frogs. Maybe it's the lack of sleep, but for some reason we forget that one of the frogs is fully alive and not gigged. He surprises us.
I thought that one was already gone. Okay, so there's a couple ways to do this. I can hit it with the back of that knife, or I can whack it against the sink.
Do it, what are you gonna do?
Okay, I'm gonna whack it against the sink, okay? That's kind of the part I wasn't excited about for you. Okay, so essentially, because they're small, again, I'm only going to use the back legs. So I just, at the pelvis, I just cut. I'll have to go through a little bit of bone. That's why a little bit more of a serrated knife would be better. So that's all innards that couldn't even really necessarily eat it. And then we remove the feet.
Now what are you doing here?
Right now I'm peeling off the outer layer of skin, so I have to just kind of tug on it till I get it loose, and then it should in a second kind of slide down. And so then that's what's left. That's the two back legs on there. So we'll just, before we cook them, we'll cut this bone out a little bit better, and then that's what we'll fry up.
Jeremy Susie from the Missouri Department of Conservation throws the skinned bear legs in a plastic bag with the others. He'll freeze them until the next fish fry. Suzanne Hogan for Casey Currents.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
Frog season in Missouri lasts through the end of October. When you can find recipes on ways to prepare frog legs and a lot of photos from Jeremy and Suzanne's late-night frog gig on our website at kcur.org. And if you can't listen to all of Casey Currents today, catch what you missed online in our audio archives. Plus, we've got a podcast. Find us on iTunes.